Radio stations of the new Radio Sports Network and DoorCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Tim Coles, joined, as always, each and every Tuesday we record these with Gamblers head coach and general manager, Coach Pat Mikic. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Happy, merry, belated Christmas and happy early new year.
Yeah, happy holidays to you as well. It's it goes by quick. You know, you have the Christmas buildup, and then you kind of get right into the New Year's and wrap some hockey games around it. Keeps you busy.
Very good. Now, we were obviously expecting to kind of get over that Christmas high with a little hockey on Saturday. Dubuque, because of some concerns around some positive cases, and then also waiting for tests, you were unable to play on Saturday. So what did the team do instead?
Well, we had kind of planned on the whole week out last week for the practices, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We were going to take Christmas Eve off and then have an optional skate on Christmas Day and then play on the 26th. And so we didn't vary too far from that. We practiced the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, found out the game was going to be canceled, took that Thursday off, and then we had optional skates on the 25th and 26th. And then we had a good group of guys show up kind of each day. And then we got back to practice on the 27th and, you know, right up here now until we'll build up for that game on Wednesday night.
Now, with those optional skates, how encouraged are you when you are able to get those that good number of kids coming out to get some work in, even if they don't have to?
Well, I knew they were going to be bored. You know, the holidays are a big buildup, but, I mean, once you get through the unwrapping of the presents and everything, you know, it kind of slows down, especially for teenage kids and what they want to do. So they were excited to get down to the rink and kind of see each other and spend some time. So we probably had 12 kids the first day and about 10 the second day. So it was a good group of them that just wanted to, you know, get around the rink and find a way to get a sweat on.
Now, do you do like a morning skate and just kind of get the work out of the way? Or because, you know, obviously you had been preparing for an evening game on the 26th, do you have that a little bit later in the day?
We had them both like midday. You know, that Christmas Day, we were a little bit later in the afternoon, right around 2, and then we came in at 11 a.m. on the 26th. And the first day, the guys just played games. They scrimmaged. Coach Peterson was out there, you know, running around. And then the second day, we did kind of a goalie session for a good part of it because both the goalies wanted to get some good work in. And then just some shooting and stuff like that for some of the other guys as the day went on.
And are you getting used to kind of heading into these weeks, not knowing exactly what it's going to look like because of game cancellations? I mean, you've been on either side of that equation, both having to deliver the news and also getting the news delivered to you. Have you gotten used to just kind of, okay, we have a schedule, we just don't know if we're going to be playing it or not?
I guess you have to. You know, we've had those couple situations that have come up, and for the most part, we just want to keep everything normal. Teams are great. We communicate with our opponent early in the week and just to see if there's anything we need to be aware of. And then once you kind of get that clearance, you're kind of assuming everything is going to go according to plan. And so, you know, we've played 11 games. We've missed, I think it's 5 total. So it's they'll be made up in the second half of the year. But it is nice to, you know, hear early in the week that everything looks good with your opponent for sure.
And with those, especially the home games, obviously you have some away games that you'll have to make up down the road as well. But for the home games, what kind of goes into scheduling those games? Since, I mean, for the most part, you know, you're a Friday, Saturday, a Friday, Sunday type of, you know, the way that the schedule works out. How do those games get rescheduled?
Well, Jeff Mitchell and his staff kind of work with the scheduler for the other team. Everything's already been rebooked. We had an open Sunday in February that we're able to go over to USA and play on a Sunday, Monday over there. We have the Wednesday night game is going to be April 14th for the Dubuque game that just got changed. So we have the flexibility in our building, but you know, it would have been nice to play on that 26th. I think it would have been a great family event to be able to get out. And like I said, once you kind of get through that Christmas Day, everybody's looking for something to do.
And you like those holiday games? We got another one coming up on New Year's Eve, and you kind of mentioned as well, you get through some of these holidays or the buildup to the holidays and people are looking for something to do. And also there's a lot of people that New Year's Eve, they're at the rec center. So do you like the atmosphere that comes from those games?
Yeah, they're a great part of the tradition here with the Gamblers. They've been here before I arrived, and, you know, the night before Thanksgiving, I think, has always been a cool one. You know, their kids are all out of school, and it's something a lot of families get together. And then I think the New Year's Eve one has kind of become a little bit of a kickoff to people getting together. And I know it'll be a lot different this year. And, you know, you're not going to have the large groups getting together at families' houses and whatnot, but it's still an opportunity to get out and spend some time and enjoy the day.
Now, Team USA, they're who you will face on Wednesday and Thursday this week. We've talked about them. We've previewed games with them, but a few of those games have been postponed. And I guess since we last talked about Team USA, what are maybe some of the things that you're noticing about their squad?
Well, we're going to play the younger group this time, and they're a high-octane offensive group. So we're really going to need to make sure we're managing pucks. And making them defend. And I think if we do that, then that will be a real tough opponent for them. But watching back some of their games and the way they score goals, it's a lot of it's in transition. They get a turnover and they're gone. And they'll take advantage of you. They're a great skating group. And it's probably one of the best young teams that they've had in years.
And when we talked about Team USA before, I think we were talking about the older group before. And, you know, the one thing that you mentioned is just, you know, they get a little bit more of a firm grasp on what their body can't do and what it can't do when they're 18 and things like that. Do you notice that rawness with this group as they're just those 17-year-olds?
Yeah, there's a little bit of like fearlessness to them, and they're willing to try anything. So it's kind of, you have to be on your toes all the time and prepare, I think. But their bodies are still maturing, and that's where we can use our size and our strength a little bit and try to make sure that they have to play in some hard areas that they don't, you know, they're not accustomed to. They want that open space. They want to be able to make everything into a track meet. So we've got to find ways to, you know, make them in their own zone really spend time and try to wear them down with our size and our strength.
Is that a common thing that you've noticed with the U-17s?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, like once we start talking about the 18s, we'll talk about how big and strong and how much they've changed in 1 year. You know, the player that was, you know, 5'9 and 165 pounds, all of a sudden is 5'11, 190 that following year. So they changed so much in that 1 year going through the program. And so we just, you kind of know what you're going to have that's an advantage. But like, I really mean it with this young group. They're extremely talented and they will have to be prepared for, you know, to manage our pucks and make them defend.
All right. Have a little fun here as we head into the new year. Big part of that is making resolutions. If you were to have a resolution for you, your coaching staff, maybe even some of your players, both, you know, hockey related or maybe something silly that they end up doing in the locker room. What are some of those new year resolutions?
You know, for myself, I make these resolutions every year, and I make it till about January 3rd. So I don't even know how to prepare for that. I'm sure I can get some more exercise. I'm sure my wife has lots of things she'd like me to lock into. But, you know, for right now, you know, I just want to make sure I'm showing up and being consistent as a coach for these players. And with our guys, you know, for their New Year's resolution, I don't know, a few of them could find a way to get a haircut once in a while or, you know, clean up that way a little bit, but they're a fun group to be around. And, you know, I don't want them to change that. I want them to come to this rink and enjoy being here every day.
Who's got the hairstyle on the team that you shake your head at the most?
Zan Gurney and Jesse Tucker would be the two for sure. You know, they're making the mullet come back, and I didn't see the mullet ever coming back, but we exchanged Secret Santa gifts the other day, and somebody got Zan a t-shirt with some celebrity that has the mullet. So I've never seen him so excited. So he was going to turn it into a crop shirt. He was going to cut the bottom off of it and use it as the workout shirt. So it is an interesting group when you're dealing with a bunch of teenagers daily.
And I know when I worked for the Gamblers, that was a big thing. You get to the playoffs and everybody bleaches their hair. Is that something that we might be able to expect this year if we get to that point?
You know, over the years, it's kind of been, there's been the groups that have wanted to do that. We've had groups that have gotten buzz cuts and gone that way. You know, you kind of want them to kind of find their own little way. And I think a couple of years ago, all the guys put racing stripes in the side of their head. So I don't know what they're going to choose, but, you know, I'll support them that time of the year because it's about the players when you get to the playoffs.
And the playoff beards, you never know if it's going to grow in for the younger guys. So I'm sure you got to pick something that works for everybody.
Yeah, some of the guys that will try to do the mustaches, but they have to color them in. So it's not very effective yet.
All right. Well, coming up once again this week, you'll face Team USA on Wednesday and on Thursday. Two different start times, though. On Wednesday, that is a 7:05 puck drop. On Thursday, New Year's Eve, move it up an hour. That's a 6:05 start. And you'll be able to hear those games both for the first time. And, God, it almost feels like a month that we've been able to broadcast Green Bay Gamblers hockey once again. Your home for all the home games is on 104.1 WRLU and also at NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. Coach, good luck, and we'll be tuning in. Thanks again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a great New Year.
Happy New Year from NewRadioSportsNetwork.com.